Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. So much to talk about as we are into March now, March Madness. You can feel that vibe. Believe me, you can feel that vibe. Those tournaments are coming this weekend. Mike will be in Vegas for the Pac-12 tournament. So yeah, that is definitely on my mind. NBA hoops on my mind as well. A big showcase Saturday night. Philadelphia 76ers, the Milwaukee Bucks, who were on that amazing streak. Well, it all came to a screeching halt and it is over as Philadelphia goes into Pfizer Forum and gets a really, really big victory for them. Let's be honest. And keeping them kind of in the mix as far as it goes in the Eastern Conference. It's Boston, Milwaukee, and I got to say, Philly earned some respect by me the other day. So MMA fighting, John Jones is back, my friend. John Jones is back, Mike Wilson. Are you back, my friend? Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great, man. And, I was a little surprised the Sixers went into your team's building and pulled something out. But, you know, it's the NBA, and everybody has surprises from now and then. So, you know, we're getting down to playoff time. We're getting closer and closer. And like you said, it's March Madness, and I'm fired up for March Madness, man. It's getting crazy already.
Absolutely. We got to take a break. We're going to get right into things on the other side. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify. Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total leverage rates.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel, because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in, baby. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike. Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, my friend. I want to talk basketball. It can be college or NBA. So I'm going to let you tell me which direction you'd like me to go, and then I'll take it from there. College or NBA, Mike?
Let's go NBA.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you a little bit of what I saw on Saturday night from Milwaukee and Philadelphia. We'll start there. You know, I was impressed with Philadelphia. I got to be honest with you, man. Like, you know, the Bucks were kind of winning that game from almost start to finish. You know, like they're up 5 minutes to go in that game, and they can't figure out a way to close the door, if you will, right? And
right.
To a certain degree, you got to give Philly a little bit of credit. Like they just didn't quit. Okay. And there's something to be said for that. On the other hand, I was disappointed, man. I mean, I was looking at some of the numbers, you know, from certain guys who you're hoping are starting to kind of, you know, find their way a little bit. And obviously I'm talking Chris Middleton. The most minutes that I think he's played, since returning, I think he played 27 minutes on Saturday night.
Right.
I'm going to tell you, I was watching James Harden, old man James. Like, I'm watching old man James. And he's just going by Chris. And to be honest, I got to give him credit. He was going by Drew a lot, too. Like, guys weren't playing defense. They gave up 48 freaking points in the fourth quarter, Mike Wilson. Okay, like, come on now. How many games you going to win giving up 48 points in the fourth quarter? I don't know how many you're going to win. So like they played a great three quarters of a game of a basketball game, right? And then the fourth quarter, they didn't defend. Like, and I question a little bit about what Bud was doing with his rotation. You know, you look at some of the minutes. Like I said, Chris played 27, and like that's okay. But if he's going to go 2 of 8 from the floor, I don't know if that's helping you much. Okay, I don't know what happened with Bobby P, because what I saw from Bobby P in the beginning was Bobby P was kicking ass and taking names, bro. I mean, there's no other way to say it. But he only had 16 minutes. Like, I don't know what happened there, okay? Jay Crowder, this guy that you wanted for 4 freaking months, he played 13 minutes. Javon Carter only played 13 minutes. I think he got lost in – it happens from time to time, right? Like, where guys just kind of get lost in the moment. And I think that's almost what happened to Bud on Saturday night when they were being showcased and on national television. Bud the Dud again, bro. Like, he went back to being Bud the Dud and making not such great coaching decisions and putting the Milwaukee Bucks in a position where they may not have success, my friend. And that's what happened. James Harden played fantastic, though. I will give credit where credit is due. James Harden played great. Embiid came up with a huge three-pointer at the end of the game. And Maxey was pretty tough, too. Dude put up 26. So if Boston or Milwaukee, and I said this to you last week, if Boston or Milwaukee are a little off their game, Philadelphia is capable of beating them. And I think that's what we saw on Saturday night, Mike.
No, I full-heartedly agree with you, and I had kind of the same observations as you, because I was watching the game, and sometimes, you know, you and I have talked about like different coaches in the different sports trying to outthink the room. Like in the NFL, the LA Charger coach, like to both you and me, like he's trying to outthink the room when it's not, you don't have to. And maybe Bud is doing that. Maybe he thinks he's the smartest guy in the room, and it's not that. And to see the lack of minutes that a Bobby P or a Crowder are playing, especially like you said with Jay Crowder, you wanted this guy for the last few months. Now you got him. Well, what are you going to do with him now? I mean, you're playing him 13 minutes a game. He's probably thinking, why did I want to come here if I'm playing 13 minutes a game? Like, what's going on? So, you know, and I do agree that, you know, if your team in Milwaukee Bucks and my team, the Boston Celtics, if we slip up, yeah, Philly is right there. They're only a few games behind the Celts and the Bucks. You know, they're sitting in that third spot. But the thing with Philly that would concern me as a Celtic guy is simply Embiid. Embiid is so big, and he's so thick, and he's so talented. And with Boston, you know, they have big guys, but they don't have a big guy that can like lay a body on Embiid and make him work. So Philly's an interesting thing, and I've thought the same thing about Harden as well the last few weeks. Like, he's looking like a throwback to the Houston Rocket Harden a little bit. He's passing a little bit more, obviously, in Philly because he has a big guy he can dump the ball to and get points that way. So he spreads the ball around a little bit more. But Harden's playing well. And, you know, you and I have talked about this all NBA season. Look, you know, you and I think at the end of the day, it's still going to be Boston and Milwaukee in the Eastern Conference Finals. But, you know, Boston and Milwaukee got to be on top of their game because right now Philly's coming. And they showed that on Saturday night against your Bucks. So it's one of those things where, you know, we're going to let this thing play out and see what happens. But Philly's a threat the way they're playing right now.
Absolutely. You know, I'm just disappointed because, like, they were really controlling the game, okay? Like, it shouldn't have come down to Milwaukee losing. Like, I'm just being honest. They if anything, it should have been a close win, okay? Because for the most part, like I'm saying, they controlled this game, okay? You look at the quarters, right? First quarter was even. Milwaukee outscores them by 6 in the second, so Milwaukee's up by 6 at half. Milwaukee outscores them by 8 in the third. So Milwaukee is now up, well, do the quick math, they're up 14, okay? Right? They allowed a team to score 48 points. They scored 31. Like that you would think that would be enough points to score to be able to win if you go out and you defend. And you had a 14-point buffer. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was 99-85 going into the fourth quarter. And that's what it was, because I'm looking at the scores. It had to be 99-85 right. Going into the fourth quarter. And you let Philadelphia score 48 points? I think this is also kind of alarming, Mike. Looking at the plus-minus, would you believe that Giannis was a minus 14? That's alarming to me.
That is.
I know we got to take a break. We will. So we'll come back and we'll continue to rap about probably NBA hoops on the other side. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
People, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can follow us. You can check us out on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports. And to call us is 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Okay, so we got to move on from this debacle that happened in Milwaukee. And we got to go to another debacle, my friend. We have to. We got to go here.
Exactly. Okay? Yep.
We got to. No, I'm sorry. We just have to. We talked about the Bucks misfiring on Saturday night and having a 14-point lead going into the fourth quarter and then squandering it and letting it go, right?
Right.
But what happened on Friday night, my friend? The Boston Tea Party. The Boston Celtics are playing the Brooklyn Nets, and They're like lapping them, okay? They're running circles around these guys. They're up 28 friggin' points. And then all of a sudden, I'm getting text messages like crazy from my brother and my buddy Barry, and like I'm seeing, holy cow, this is crazy. What the heck's going on? I flip it on, and holy hell, the Brooklyn Nets come back from 28 points to beat the Boston Celtics. And so I'm looking at this in two ways, right? Like, I'm like, okay, great opportunity now for Milwaukee to kind of, you know, expand that lead a little bit. And what better opportunity than to do it against the Philadelphia 76ers, who the Boston Celtics seem to, you know, own as of late, right? Like, so it was all setting up so perfectly, okay? Didn't happen for my Milwaukee Bucks. And please explain what the hell happened to your Boston Celtics. That, to me, I'm sorry, but like Milwaukee and Philly was a really good game. Okay, even though the Bucks lost, like I'm watching it, I'm like, and throughout the game, I'm shooting text messages to my brother and this group text that we're in. I'm like, say what you want, but this is a pretty damn good game. Okay, I think that Boston literally took their foot off the pedal, because how does a team like that who built the way that they're built, you know, like seriously, bro, how does that happen to them? So I guess what my question is out of this, which loss hurts which team more? You don't have to answer that right now, but get to it at some point throughout your rebuttal to what I'm saying about your Boston Celtics. To me, that was an alarming loss. I'm sorry, but there, again, like when you lose or when you win, to me, it's not style points, but it's how you win or how you lose.
Right.
That to me was one of those losses that it could stick out like a sore thumb, and so could the Milwaukee Bucks loss to Philadelphia stick out like a sore thumb, but for different reasons, okay?
Right. Now, look, Friday night, getting ready to go out, go have some dinner. You know, I'm checking scores and all that on the TV and checking the four-letter network. And I'm like, all right, Boston's, you know, I knew they were playing Brooklyn. I see the score. I'm like, all right, it's first quarter. We're up, you know, whatever it was, 20 or something like that. I'm like, all right.
37-15 after one. 37-15 after the first quarter.
Right. Like I said, up 20-22 after one quarter there. So I'm thinking, all right, they're in control. Okay, we'll just kind of cruise the rest of the way, kind of, you know, we'll win comfortably kind of thing. I get to the restaurant. All of a sudden, I see the score, and I just start breaking out four-letter expletives around my friends. And they're like, Wilson, what's going on? And I'm like, and I explained to them what was happening. And they're like, ooh, yeah, your Celtics are choking. I'm like, yeah, they're choking on something for sure. And, you know, at the end of the game, you know, they lose. And I'm just like, are you kidding me? We're up 28. I'm just, you know, Dorf, I'm ready to throw stuff at the TV. I'm like, you can't do this. This is a loss that can stick with you, like you said, and kind of create some self-doubt going down the home stretch and that kind of thing. And it was just so disappointing. Plus, it was against Brooklyn. I mean, besides what the two players they got from the Suns, I don't really know anybody that is on Brooklyn. So, you know, it was one of those things like, great, we lost to a bunch of no-names. That's just wonderful, you know. It was kind of like, you know, I kind of thought of, you know, when Boston went into Milwaukee and almost beat Milwaukee with with the bench, you know, kind of thing. And I was, you know, I'm still a little alarmed with it. I'm like, we got to come out, you know, with the next game and these next few games and just get right back on the saddle and just keep putting, like you even mentioned it in your intro there, put the foot, you know, that Boston took their foot off the gas, took their foot off the pedal.
The Bucks got to come out. Yeah.
Right. And they got to, Boston has to do that this next week or two to get that confidence back, because you know, and I know, momentum, confidence in what you're doing, confidence in the way you're shooting, running the offense, how you're playing defense, all that. It all runs together. And if you lose it, it is a very, very tough thing to get back. And, you know, people are like, well, Boston flipped the switch. Now there's no, I hate that saying. I really do. I'm like, there's no flipping the switch. You are either ready to play, and you're ready to put your foot down, and you're ready to get a win, or you're not. There's just no, we'll just flip it on and we'll play. And not with Boston. I would think you would probably agree with Milwaukee as well. You can't just, you know, turn it on and turn it off when you want. This is professional sports. Everybody's after a win. Everybody's after championships. So when you get up 28, you got to keep your foot on the gas. You got to keep your foot on the opponent's throat and not let them up for air at any point. Boston did, and they paid dearly for it. And now we got to see over these next couple of weeks, few weeks, how they respond to a loss like that.
You know, you mentioned Mikal Bridges and Cam Johnson.
Right.
The other guy that they got is also Dorian Finney-Smith.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, between those three guys, I think the productivity definitely outweighs anything that Kevin Durant was giving them by himself. Okay. And I'm not taking anything away from any of these guys. What I'm trying to say is I think that this was actually a pretty good deal for the Brooklyn Nets. Mikal Bridges is ready to break out, bro. Okay.
He's
ready to break out. This guy, I think the Suns are going to be very upset in a couple few years that they let this guy go. Okay. Yeah. They got KD, and maybe they get a championship. I don't know. There's nothing etched in concrete with that. But what is etched in concrete is Mikal Bridges, bro. Okay. This dude's coming. This guy's a two-way player. And this guy's ready to be a stud in the league. Cam Johnson, another really nice piece, bro. These two guys gave him 58 points. Okay. 58 points between the two of them. And then you throw in Finney-Smith, who gave him 17. I think they did okay in that trade, is what I'm trying to say. And I know it's not the name power. It ain't it's not the star freaking power. I hear you and I get it, but that's productivity that you're not getting from one individual. Okay, that ain't happening. And I know it's two because Kyrie, Dorian Finney-Smith was involved in that. But you get my point. The three versus those two right now. I think you've got to be happy with the productivity from what they got in that trade. That's all I'm trying to say. And again, no, I'm not telling you Brooklyn is a juggernaut and that Brooklyn is going to win any championships. But at the end of the day, I think they're better off than people thought they probably would have been. Is that a fair assessment, at least at this point?
Oh, absolutely. That's a fair assessment. I mean, Mikal Bridges, you know, I don't sit there and I don't openly root against the Suns. You don't either, you know, since we live here in the desert. But, you know, there are issues with the Suns, but one of the bright spots, and to me, he was my favorite player on the Suns because he could play both. He could play on the offensive end. He can play on the defensive end. Was Mikal Bridges, and it was either his first or second game, you know, in that first or second game, maybe third game, he broke out for like 55 points. He went off, and I'm like, he's getting his opportunity now. He's getting his opportunity to shine, and like you said, in a couple, probably two years, or maybe, who knows, it just might be from here on out, they're going to regret letting a two-way guy to me in Mikal Bridges, and letting Cam go. Cam was a great guy off the bench, and I think he's going to be a great guy off the bench for Brooklyn as well. So
he's starting for him, but I hear, you know what? I think he's a versatile guy. Like he can start or he can play off the bench and almost get those starter like minutes anyway. Look, those guys are young. They're athletic. Mikal Bridges, to me, is that wing that so many teams could use to get in the passing lane, to defend well. This guy is a stud, man. And I'm telling you right now that's a trade that may come back to bite them in a couple few years if they don't win a championship. Hear the music. I know we got to pause for that cause. We'll be back in just a few. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us a couple few different ways. You can always holler 1-800-878-7529. You can always tweet for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother. Obviously, we've been hammering this Eastern Conference for the first 40 minutes or so, and rightfully so, when the balance of power is definitely in the Eastern Conference with four teams, not one, not two, not three, but four teams that have all got 40 or more wins, right? Pretty impressive. Let's keep it real. And then I gotta say, we haven't mentioned this yet, but the New York Knicks, brother, are on the move right now. They're now the hottest team in the NBA, if I'm not mistaken. I think they've won 8 straight now. So the Bucks were, but now it's the New York Knickerbockers who have an 8-game win streak going on in the National Basketball Association. But Eastern Conference is definitely in good shape and in good form. Okay. Let's shift over now to the Western Conference and wrap a little bit about this, okay? The Denver Nuggets, to me, are clearly the best team in the Western Conference, okay? Say what you want about Nikola Jokic, and I hear Kay Perk talking all this trash about him as a stat patter, this, that, and the other. Kay Perk, in case you're not paying attention, when that dude has a triple-double, they win. Okay, so I don't give a rat's ass what you think about a guy stat padding or this, that, and the other. When it's amounting to the amount of wins that they're getting, I think you got to take your opinion.
Who cares?
And stick it where the sun don't shine, my friend. Okay, because at the end of the day, him getting triple doubles means his team is winning a lot of basketball games. And I think that was a shot. I'm sorry, but I think it was a shot.
Yep.
Okay. And here's where I'm going with this, okay? I listen to a lot of analysts out there. And there are certain guys that I listen to more than other guys. And there are certain guys that make an impact on me more than other guys, Mike. Okay?
Right.
And the guys that make more of an impact on me are the guys that have been there before. The guys that have done it before. And yes, Kay Perk is a champ. But I hate to say it, Kay Perk, you are nowhere ever near close to being an MVP guy. So what in the hell are you talking about when you're trashing other dudes that are putting in work, bro? He's putting in work. And if Denver didn't have Nikola Jokic, bro, they would be awful. So I don't know what in the hell this guy is analyzing, okay? So I don't really think about what he says when he's talking about MVP status. I don't think about what Kay Perk has to say, and I don't take it that serious. You know who I take seriously? I take a guy like Charles Barkley very seriously.
Yep.
Okay, because why? First and foremost, Chuckster's been an MVP, Kay Perk, okay? He's been an MVP, bro. He's done this. He's been there. He knows what it takes. And so – I listened to Chuck talk about individuals and teams and this and that, and the things that he says, I agree with most of them. There's other guys, like I like Legs. I like Greg Anthony.
Yeah.
If you can kind of tell, I'm shying away from a lot of those people that are on that four letter network, like you were talking about, because it's all right. A lot of hype and a lot of garbage with them. I want to hear some truth. I want to hear some reality. Right? Chuckster gives it to you real. I hate to say it, but in small doses, Shaq is pretty damn good too, bro. Okay,
like
he's good.
Yep.
And Kenny is great too. We know that. That's the best show on TV. Okay, we know that. NBA TV. That not NBA TV, but the TNT. That crew. That's the best. Okay. Tim Legler's not bad either. I like what Legs brings to the table. I actually really like JJ Redick, okay? And again, I'm
no,
going
you
with
took mine.
But I'm going with some of those guys that they're not getting as much pub as some of these other guys, like a K-Perk. Which a lot of times I think K-Perk is just so full of it, dude. Okay? Like, I'm sorry, but I know he's a champ, and you can't take that away from the guy. Okay? You can't. But I don't know if I want to hear him talking about MVP as much as I'm hearing him talk about MVP, because he was nowhere near an MVP type guy. Okay? So
right.
It kind of bothers me, man. It does. It bothers me when I'm listening to K-Perk like trash Jokic and try to compare him to what Westbrook was doing years ago when he was getting tripled up. Like, that was stat padding. However, that also was helping his team win too. You know what I'm saying? So I think we're nitpicking is what I'm trying to say. And the skill level of what Jokic brings to the table, Mike, you have to let that guy do his thing, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. You have to let him do his thing. And I don't even look at it. And I would guess, Andy, that you probably don't look at it as stat padding either. He's just that good. He's that big. He's that wide. He's that skilled. I haven't seen a big guy be able to throw passes like he has since Arvydas Sabonis. Like, he, to me, when I'm looking at Jokic, I'm like, this is kind of what Sabonis, Arvydas was like in his younger days when he was, many people considered, the best player on the planet. You know, especially for a guy his size, you know, what he's doing. And to listen to Perkins trash him is just, I agree wholeheartedly with you. It's like, Perk, what are you doing? This guy's putting in, like you said, he's putting in work. He's getting his time in. He's there for his team. And if he wasn't there for his team, that team wouldn't even be, it wouldn't be recognizable. There would be no doubt Denver would just be, they'd be an also-ran. Absolutely, to me. And so if he gets his third straight MVP, he's going to certainly earn it. There is just no doubt in my mind that he's the leading candidate for MVP. And people are like, well, wait till the playoffs, see what he does. I'm like, the MVP award is not a playoff award. It's a regular season award. And what he's doing in the regular season is unbelievable in terms of, you know, the stats that he's putting up. He's putting everybody on a highlight reel, and it's incredible because the guy has a vertical leap of about 2 inches at
right.
max,
right.
and he's putting these guys on a highlight reel and just making them look stupid, And you know what? Part of this, and I'm gonna say it out loud, but I mean, I've said it out loud before. He is so fundamentally sound to me as a big guy and a guy at that stage that it's one of those things. He's so fundamentally sound because he's from Europe, and they spend time on fundamentals in Europe and how to dribble, how to pass, how to have correct shooting form, and all that. Compared to some of these American players who come and get in the league, and you're like, good God, has anybody ever worked on his shot with this guy, or the passing and all that? I mean, part of this is just
just being so fundamentally sound and the rest of the NBA just not knowing what to do with a guy like that. So it's unfortunate that you see people trash on Jokic. And look, I even saw a video of Jokic the other day, and a reporter asked him, he goes, how's that stat padding going? He goes, the padding's going pretty well. I'm playing pretty good ball. You know, he was kind of having fun with it, but his look on his face was like, I can't believe people are calling this stat padding, you know, kind of deal. And like you said, there's a few people that I listen to when it comes to the NBA. And I'm telling you, JJ Redick is becoming one of my favorites because he's just out there spitting fire, and he's spitting a lot of truth on things as well. I like Legler. To a certain extent, I do listen to kind of Stephen A, because he covered Iverson and Philly, and you know, he's an NBA guy, so I do kind of listen to what he has to say on some things. Jalen Rose is another guy that I'll listen to as well. But you know, I think you and I talk about appreciating greatness while greatness is around us. People have to start putting a little bit more respect and appreciating what Jokic has been doing these last 3 years and what it means for his career and just what it means to the NBA to have this European guy just schooling these NBA dudes. I mean, it's fun to watch, but at the same time, you feel for some of these guys that have to go up against Jokic, and you wonder, you know, the opposing players, like the night before, they're like, oh my God, I got to deal with this guy. This guy's a problem. Like, you know, if not that Jokic exactly brings fear to the table, but he has such a complete game that it's just like, how am I going to contain this guy? How am I not going to look stupid guarding him?
His basketball IQ is off the charts. We know that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is an interesting stat. I'm just curious I'm wondering if you have any idea, out of all the scoring leaders in this league, which there's a lot, it goes down to Gary Trent Jr. at number 50 or something like that, where he's averaging almost 18 and a half a game, okay? Who do you think has played the most games in this league this year? Just a random question for you, because it's kind of a shock and a surprise. Okay, I'll give you a hint. It's not Jokic. Okay, it's not Jokic.
Yeah, I didn't.
Okay, I'll give you that one. It's not Jokic, and it's not Giannis, and it sure as hell ain't Luka. Okay, so, and I'll give you their numbers. Basically, those guys have all played mid 50s. Okay, somewhere like 57, 56, and 54, something like that. And there's probably about maybe like 65 total games or something that have been played for the year. Take a random guess. Like, who do you think is leading the league in games played? Any idea? Any clue?
Holy smokes. No, I have no clue.
All right, I'm going to tell
you. I have no clue.
I'm going to tell you. And it's actually two guys on the same team have played the most games, if I'm not mistaken. One guy has played 61 games, and one guy has played 65 games. And I'm talking about the New York Knicks. Julius Randle has played 65 games this year, my friend. Okay? That is the most. Actually, Anthony Edwards has played more. He's played 66. So those are some high numbers, is what I'm trying to say. Like, you don't see guys playing almost the whole season anymore, where those guys have taken it upon themselves, obviously, to be able to play night in and night out. It's interesting to me. That's all. LeBron has only played 47 games. Like, that doesn't seem like a lot of games, right? But he's also 38 years old, and he's also not playing right now because of the injury, and we haven't talked about that yet. And Golden State seems like they're coming a little bit in the West. We may have to talk a little more hoops when we can. I know I got to take a break. We'll do that. We'll come back and wrap up hour number one. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple few different ways. You can always holler 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Brother, we have talked a lot about the NBA, and I swear to God, I feel like we got more to talk about a little bit, so we may kind of roll into the second hour a little bit talking NBA hoops. We are going to talk college hoops. We can always talk NFL. We can talk whatever the hell is on our minds, bro, okay? But I still think there's a little bit left to be done here with the Western Conference. Golden State seems to have caught a little bit of fire, winning five straight, now in the five spot. If things remain the way they are, Phoenix, Golden State, round one, how awesome would that be, bro?
That would be fun, for sure, because, the fan base here, you know what the fan base is like here. I mean, I don't really have to go into that. They're certainly into their team a little bit more now that KD is in the mix. They can be a bit delusional, like a lot of fan bases can be about different things. But that would be fun because these fans would love to knock out the defending champs and just – exercise a little bit of demons there. I mean, Golden State's just been so good for so long. And Phoenix, you know, they're trying to get to the promised land. Golden State's been there multiple times. So, you know, to have that kind of series was fun for sure.
Yeah, I mean, just looking around at all of them, Sacramento Kings, Dallas Mavericks round one. Like, come on, man. Not giving the Kings a lot of love, but they're somehow, some way, hanging on to that third spot. Speaking of hanging on, y'all better hang on. We got another hour to go, baby. Hour one in the books. Hour two is on the horizon. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, keep it close for hour two of the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Nearly 1 month to the day that a Norfolk Southern train carrying hazardous materials derailed in East Palestine, Ohio. Another one went off the tracks yesterday in Clark County, triggering a temporary shelter-in-place order. A spokesperson for the railroad says no hazardous materials were involved. It was a dramatic sight in Frederick, Maryland.
One tanker truck hauling flammable liquid completely engulfed in flames.
Frederick County Fire Chief Tom Coe said over 100 firefighters were called to the scene on U.S. 15. The truck driver died when the tanker overturned and exploded into a fireball after hitting a tree, damaging six homes and several vehicles. Former President Trump says he has unfinished business in the White House. During the keynote address at the Conservative Political Action Conference near Washington, D.C., Trump said the greatest battle of our lives is taking place and that he is going to finish what we started.
And if you put me back in the White House, their reign is over. Their reign will be over. And they know it. And America will be a free nation once again. We're not a free nation right now. We don't have free press. We don't have free anything.
Nikki Haley was the only other major Republican candidate to speak to the annual gathering of conservatives. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis skipped the event. A man whose father ran for president is considering doing the same. Here's John Schaefer.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. told a crowd in New Hampshire he may make a run for the White House.
I'm thinking about it.
Kennedy saying,
I'm past the biggest hurdle, which is that my wife has green-lighted it.
But there is one issue that may not sit well with his fellow Democrats. Kennedy is a longtime anti-vaxxer, even heading the group Children's Health Defense that was kicked off social media for misinformation about COVID-19.
All of these injuries that I speak about to children, there is no bigger issue for our country than that.
He joins a short list of Democrats that are eyeing a potential challenge to President Biden's re-election bid.
This is USA News.
Non-attorney spokesperson, ad sponsored by Openjar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-958-2145 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-958-2145 now. Again, 800-958-2145. That's 800-958-2145.
Strong winds and heavy snow are causing flight delays and cancellations, although things are running a little smoother today. FlightAware reports about 1,000 flights have been delayed and 100 are canceled nationwide this morning, after winter storms created a travel nightmare yesterday. Severe turbulence that led to a plane being diverted to Connecticut's Bradley International Airport is blamed for the death of a passenger. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating what happened late Friday aboard a business jet en route from New Hampshire to Virginia. After a year of waiting, Chris Rock addresses the slap.
People like didn't hurt. It still hurts.
Chris Rock made history with Netflix's first ever live broadcast. It gave the comedian a chance to open up about that infamous moment with Will Smith at last year's Oscars.
But I'm not a victim, baby. You will never see me on Oprah, Gail, crying.
Rock waited for the final minutes of his hour-long concert on Saturday night to address the controversy.
I know you can't tell on camera. Will Smith is significantly bigger than me. We are not the same size, okay?
I'm Jerry Barmash.
Brandishing a gun on social media has cost the Memphis Grizzlies' Ja Morant 2 games. He was suspended by the league after what appears to be a video on Instagram where he flashed what appeared to be a handgun next to his face. Morant apologized and said he's taking time away to get help and learn better ways to deal with stress. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Do you own an annuity? Either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Tons to talk about in the sports world with Ja Morant showing up with a gun at a nightclub and making a bad mistake and maybe got to understand time, place, who the hell you are, and this, that, and the other. And MMA, Jon Jones comes back and wins that heavyweight championship battle. And, you know, all is good in the world of UFC after that all went down. And it all happened in like 2.5 minutes. I kind of left it a little, it seemed like, it was too easy in a weird way. Guy hadn't been in the ring or the octagon in 3 friggin' years, Mike, and he comes out and he just does that in two and a half minutes. Are you kidding me or what?
Yeah, we're not kidding you because that's pretty much what happened there. And then, look, we haven't even talked about the NFL Combine going on and what we're kind of seeing there. All I got to say is this University of Houston guy is built like a friggin' linebacker. It's insane how big this guy is.
Yeah, and you know what? Kind of need that in the NFL when you think about it. So a lot to dive into this hour. We'll be back. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total leverage rates.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel, because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Almost feel like it's an all-NBA show today, bro. Obviously talking tons of NBA basketball and rightfully so. Like you said, you know, we're coming up on the last 20 games or so of the NBA season. We've got March Madness literally around the corner. I know you're going to be in Vegas next week for the Pac-12 men's tournament. We did have U of A and UCLA play on Saturday night, and U of A got out, you know, they got out to their lead, and, you know, things were looking good, and then Jaquez Jr., man, this guy just took over the game. Jaime Jaquez, yeah. Jaquez Jr. was absolutely fantastic. I feel like that guy's been around for like 15 years, but that's beside the point. What are your expectations for both of those squads? And I'm not talking about next week. I'm talking about obviously in the dance when it comes to March Madness, but probably potentially on a crash course to see those two play one more time in the Pac-12 tourney. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, no, the funny thing was when you started talking about the tournament next week up in Vegas, the Pac-12 tournament anyways, I'm sitting here looking at the conference sent me the bracket. you know, for the tournament and stuff. And I was kind of looking at the bracket and those kind of things. Would love to see UCLA and U of A, University of Arizona, play in the final. I think those are by far the two best teams in the conference. I think when it comes to the big dance, the big tournament, they're going to be, they both have the possibility of being a top four seed in the tournament. They both have what it takes to make a run in it. You and I have talked at nauseam about, you know, this year in college basketball, there's a number of teams that can put together a six-game winning streak and win this. There's just not that one team where maybe back in the day when you and I were younger people, we looked at Duke, we looked at North Carolina, you know, the Blue Bloods, Kentucky getting to the Elite Eight, getting to the Final Four, winning the title. I mean, look, we got teams like Purdue. We got teams, Alabama, you know, any one of those top four seeds, you know, or top ranked top four right now, they all have a shot at this. But there are teams, depending on where they get put, who they get matched up against. And then, you know, you and I will probably talk about this at some point. Who gets upset? The 12-5 seed upsets that always seem to happen kind of thing. And there's always like a Cinderella. Who's that going to be? And how big of a monkey wrench does that get? Does it get thrown in there with the tournament? But getting back to UCLA and U of A, like, they're the two best teams in the conference. Jaime last year, I remember watching him and my son was with me at the tournament. We were just both like, wow, like Jaime can play like that's a dude. Like, you know, I always talk about having dudes, and Jaime's a dude that can lead a team to where it wants to go. And obviously that's a national championship. U of A just has, they got a lot of dudes all over that team. And I love their coach. I love Tommy Floyd. I think he's done really well. He's a great recruiter. And everything, but it was fun watching that game last night for sure.
You know, you mentioned Alabama, who went down to Texas A&M, and I think they've struggled against Texas A&M. I saw some stat, I don't remember exactly what it was, but I know that Texas A&M has kind of had their number in recent years. Alabama's a good team. A lot of things happening there. It'll be interesting to see how they're able to digest and marinate all of that stuff, right? And how they're able to just go out there and either perform at a really high level or maybe it just becomes too much, right? And it this thing weighing on you can take over. We'll see how that all plays out. They got a good squad, though. We know that. Kansas goes down to a Texas team who has really improved. That's a pretty good basketball team. I like the direction. Kansas is really good too, though. Okay, and
yep.
I think that them winning the Big 12 championship the other day maybe took a little bit of steam out of what they were trying to do. So we'll see how they rebound from that loss. We're talking about UCLA. Well, hold on. Houston's playing right now. We're talking about UCLA and Arizona. That took place. We know that UCLA is really good, and they could go all the way. Marquette, Shaka Smart.
Yep.
Getting those guys back on the map, like the highest ranking since 1977, my friend.
Yep.
And we all know what took place in 1977. Marquette won the championship.
Yep.
I think they're a pretty good squad, and I really like Shaka Smart. I think he's an excellent college basketball coach. He gets the max out of his players all the friggin' time. Baylor goes down to Iowa State. That's kind of a bad loss. West Virginia has some really good wins. They don't have a great record, but they do have some nice solid wins. They beat K-State. Is it kind of like the point of the season where those guys are – I feel like you're seeing some losses from these teams that, you know, are ranked that you're not expecting. But I almost feel like it's kind of expected here at the end of the year, because maybe they're starting to ramp up for obviously what's to come for a lot of these teams, or these schools, I should say, which is March Madness. So this is the time of year where, like, some of these teams that are ranked in the top 25, they're not necessarily hurting themselves from getting in, but they might help somebody else that's on the bubble get in, right? Like think about it like that. So
right.
Tennessee's not in jeopardy. They're going, but them losing to Auburn probably helps Auburn a lot, right?
Oh, absolutely. That helps them quite a bit. And that was a game yesterday that I was tuned into as well, on Saturday afternoon. And Auburn's crowd was into it. That place had a lot of juice in the building for that game yesterday. And I mean, Charles Barkley was even at the game yesterday for Auburn. So, you know, Auburn, that's going to help them quite a bit. Tennessee, like you said, they're going to get in. K-State's going to get in, even though they lost, like you said, West Virginia. I do agree. When I saw the Baylor score, I was like, holy smokes, this is a bad loss. That can be one of those where it kind of lingers a little bit. And, you know, and you and I talked about that with the NBA, with the Bucks and the Celtics earlier in the show. And this could be something for Baylor that they get smoked at home, basically. I mean, they lose by 15 to Iowa State. Keep an eye on UConn.
They've been playing better. UConn. I agree, dude. Like they shot up. Where the hell did they come from all of a sudden with 24 victories, right? Like, no, that's an
right.
excellent point. What about a Miami team? You know, they beat Pitt 78-76 for the ACC to have the outright lead in the ACC, right? Pitt's another team. Dude, they started out the year like abysmal, bro, and then they went on a run of where they won like 18 of 22 games or something along those lines to put themselves on the map.
One more before we go to break real quick, but who's hanging around now? Kentucky. Kentucky's starting to play some ball, and they're kind of hanging around, and you just can never count out Calipari and his guys.
I agree. No, great point. I think this is one of those years, honestly, it is so friggin' wide open, man. Expect the unexpected, people. We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim getting your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Everybody, welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming straight at you, man. Straight freaking at you. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike. Pigskin Opinion, bro. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. We've been talking a ton of hoops, bro, and why the hell not, right? Like, it's that time of year. We got March Madness right. Coming. You're going to be at that tournament next week. I'm always jealous that you and Zach or you and Taylor or you, Zach and Taylor, all go out there and enjoy yourselves while you leave me back in Phoenix to slave away at doing the radio show while you're out there having fun. I mean, come on now. What kind of world are we living in? hey, we're living in a world where people can go to a store and buy, drugs and alcohol, bro. It's crazy. We're living in a world where you can gamble. Like, come on, man. Like, think about this. No, it's kind of crazy. I'm kind of sitting here going back and forth with a buddy of mine as we're texting. And when you think about how much the world has changed from when you and I were kids to what we're at today, God. You know, and you try to explain to a kid, like, what life was like, and they look at you and they think you're insane and you're crazy and this is the way the world should be. Interesting times. That's all I'm trying to say. Very interesting times. And when you're in interesting times, you have interesting things happening in the sports world like crazy. I just got a crazy random question for you because my mind is always moving in lots of different directions. Right. In your honest opinion, in your humble opinion, what era do you think was the best sports era? Are we in the best sports era right now? Or was it back in the 90s? When, in your opinion, was the best sports era? I'm just curious. Random thought right here.
Wow, that is a random thought. I almost feel like Jack Handy on Saturday Night Live here. Random thoughts.
A little deep thought here.
Deep thought. You know what? It's that's a tough one because if we're talking just sports in general, I would almost say now, because the athletes and just the athleticism that we see from the NFL to the NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, soccer, golf, you know, all that stuff is really the best that it's been in a long time. Now, if we were to talk about, okay, what was the best era for you or the best time for NBA, you and I are going to be like, you know, late 80s to about 2000 kind of deal, because it was more physical. It's just, you know, you and I could go on and on and on about that. But I think if if I'm thinking about sports as just an in general kind of thought, the athletes are just more athletic now, and what they can do and the way they train and how they train is so much different to make them so much better than kind of what it was. And then, look, medically, you know, these guys are taken care of by some of the best in the world to keep their bodies in top form to do what they need to do.
Yeah, it's hard to really – I think it's really hard to say one is better than the other. I think they're all really, really good. But I think, to your point, technology, that's the difference in today versus yesterday. And we have all this data that tells us this, that, and the other. You know, I tend to kind of put it right down the middle. I don't know if I buy into everything that I'm hearing about all the science and the rest and this and that and the other. And I don't know if putting your body out there on the line every day is the answer either. Right. Like, so it's probably somewhere in the middle. But I kind of agree with your take on athleticism. And if you just purely look at what we're seeing as far as what guys are able to do, I agree with you. I think this is – you can take this in so many different ways. Like, I think as far as team aspect goes, 80s and 90s, like, to me, that those were, like, teams, okay? Now it's – you've got individuals and you have these stars and they're so bright and shining so much, right? Like that they take the light off of everything else that's going on. So I think that the transition has been from like a team game, and it's still a team game, but individuals have come out and have shown more over the last decade or so. We talk about KD, we talk about LeBron, we talk about individuals, whereas, you know, when to your point, when we're talking about the 80s and 90s, we were talking about the bad boys. We were talking about the Bulls. Yeah, you get what I'm saying? So I think the transition has been it's gone more from a team-oriented type, like your whole team was a badass, to we've got a couple of badasses now, and they're the stars of our team. I mean, think about that Bulls team, bro. Think about all the different personalities on that squad. Come on, yeah. Now. So like, I think that to me, like, if I really, really break it down and I really, really think about it, it's actually, in a weird way, I feel like we've gone a little backwards, bro. Like, it was about the teams, and now it's more about individuals. I don't know if that's necessarily good, Mike. I just don't know. I'm not positive on it.
Yeah, you know what? You have something there. I mean, I'm sitting here, you know, I'm watching the NFL Combine and watching the quarterback throw and the tight ends do their thing and the receivers and all that, and it's always – this person from Stanford, this person from Alabama, this person from Houston, you know, whatever it is. And it's the individual. And when we look back on the NFL, at least, you know, look, in the 80s, you know, San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah. Like,
you know, they had some badasses on those teams in the late 80s, early 90s. And I got a friend of mine listening that's a San Francisco fan, so I'm referencing their team, and so they'll be kind of happy with that. But you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers, it was the San Francisco 49ers, New York Giants, you know, and it wasn't so much the individual as it was the team, because back in those days, and you probably agree, Dorf, no one was bigger than the team. No one was bigger than the team. Did they have individuals that were superstars? Absolutely. Joe Montana.
Guys here, Jerry and Rice. To your point, even more. Guys were not demanding trades. Guys, right. Like individuals, were not controlling the landscape of the leagues, man. I'm sorry, but you know, I'm gonna take this back again to a guy that we talked about earlier in the program, and more, you know, guys are demanding trades today, you know, and then I heard someone say, well, you know, they were talking to Charles Barkley. Well, you got traded from Philly to Phoenix and then to Houston or whatever the order was. OK, but
right.
Here's what Charles said about it. And you know what? Charles was dead right on this. He never demanded to be traded. He didn't want that. Like he wanted to be a Philadelphia 76er, man. Okay. And then he wanted to be a Phoenix Sun. He did not want to get traded. He was not demanding to be traded places. It just so happened that he got traded. Right. So I think that's right. A huge difference in today's world too, is guys control their destiny so much more. And you know, it makes me think about when I was listening to Kyrie frickin' Irving talking at the All-Star break about, like, why can't I want to change my situation? Why can't I want to better myself? Dude, nobody's telling you not to do that. Like, that's not what people are saying. That there's a way to do things. Like, I've said this before, that there's a way you win and there's a way you lose. Well, there's a way you demand a trade and you ask to be traded versus demanding to be traded and saying, I'm not going to show up to work. Okay? You're getting paid handsomely, bro. Handsomely. So you know what? It's your job to show up to work whether you want to be there or not. I'm sorry, but that's the truth. And when you're making $40 freaking million a year, you really look like an idiot when you don't want to show up to work, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. When you're making, you know, tens of millions of dollars that most fans can't even fathom making that much. And, you know, they make more per minute than a lot of people make in a whole day, making a whole week, making a year. You know, I mean, look, these guys, in terms of the money, have to be very thankful for the people that came before them to kind of set this up for them. You know, because you look at a guy like Patrick Mahomes. He's he's making 40 to 45 million, 50 million, something, you know, in those ranges. Imagine if Joe Montana, Dan Marino, John Elway, Jim Kelly were playing today and how much they would command. I mean, it would be absolutely insane.
I agree. Anyways, I hear that music. We've got to take another pause for the cause. We'll be back. We'll continue rapping about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
It's the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. With Mike Wilson, I would be Andy Dorf. And by the way, each and every week, live for your listening pleasure, 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So adjust your clocks to whatever that may be, wherever the heck you are in the world listening to us. I know we have people that listen to us in Australia. I know we have people that listen to us in New Zealand. I know we have people that listen to us UK. You're all over the place. And you know what? We love you people. We absolutely love you people. Get at us. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports. All right, brother. I just think we got to continue with hoops. It's just kind of been that day. By the way, our good buddy, I don't know if you knew this, but Friday night, New Mexico is playing Colorado State in a pretty good basketball game. I think the final was 92-84. But our good buddy, Ari Wolf, was calling the game. And in case y'all don't know this guy, he is literally all over the freaking place. Yeah, no, he's all over the place. And occasionally, he has enough time to talk to you and I. And I think next week and throughout the tournament, we're definitely going to have to link up with him. So
yeah,
expect that out of us, people. But just thought that was cool because I was listening to the game, and it took me all of like 3 seconds. I'm like, oh, there's Ari. Boom, you know. So dude is all over the place, literally all over the place. Speaking of all over the place, I got to talk to you a little bit about John Morant and the situation there.
Yep.
You know, I heard Jalen Rose speaking about this. I think it was on NBA Countdown. You know, talking about himself, kind of putting himself in the same light and in a same position as Ja right now. And growing up as a kid, you know, in Detroit, and maybe not always being in the best surroundings. I can understand, you know, how he's trying to relate, but I also want to say, hey Jalen, listen, man, you know, this is a kid that is making a ridiculous amount of money, and at some point he's got to know, like, who he should be hanging out with and who he shouldn't be hanging out with. And you need to cut ties. Like it's just the way it works, man. You know, otherwise you have people, for better lack of words, you have people leeching onto you for like the rest of your life. Okay. And
right.
You know, there is something that Jalen said that I that I can understand and I can relate to really well. He said something along the lines of, you know, you go from being a kid to being the breadwinner and having like a lot more responsibility put on you as a human being. And that's a lot to handle. So making good choices and good decisions, it's imperative to being a good human being and being a productive human being in society. For those that don't really understand what we're talking about, Ja Morant is at a nightclub and some altercation happens and he's pulling out a gun. I mean, nobody's ATL, which means above the law. And
right.
I think Memphis, obviously, making a statement, you know, he's out at least two games. I don't know how long it's going to be. But then they got the double whammy because Clark wound up tearing his ACL. Or I'm sorry, his Achilles. So, yep. You know, that's a big hit, man. And you're like you said, we're talking about the final stretch of this playoff push. Memphis has been in the news a little bit for kind of like the wrong reasons, right? Like they've been talking a bunch of trash this year. They're not afraid of anybody, this and that and the other. You have Ja getting in trouble. You have this Achilles, the torn Achilles. Their back's up against it a little bit, Mike.
Yeah, no, we're going to find out just how tough Memphis is here. Here's the thing with Ja, and I saw Jalen's thing when he was kind of putting himself in the same light as Ja. Jalen had more of a kind of a street upbringing. He didn't have his father was non-existent. His father wasn't really in the picture until, you know, Jalen started making a name for himself, and then
Ja's dad is right there. Yeah.
And
good point.
Look, and so the family dynamic here between those two is the exact opposite.
True.
Ja's never been a street guy. He's never had the thug mentality that people are talking about. Look, Ja went to a private school. He had two parents at home. He had, by all accounts, you know, a decent family life growing up, two parents in the same house, going to school. He went to college. And he's never been a street guy. And now for whatever reason, he's trying to be something that he is absolutely not. And this thing to try and get street cred, the people on the street are not going to give him any cred because he's never been that guy. And he's never going to be that guy. This, to me, this is fake bravado. This is fake toughness. And the other thing is, to me, Ja's dad needs to stop being a groupie.
Yeah.
He needs to stop following him everywhere. I think I'm like, yeah, you're his dad. Be his dad. Shake his brain a little bit in terms of all this and go, what are you doing? You trying to screw this up? Like, you know, be a dad and not a groupie fan dad. Like that has just kind of turned me off to him quite a bit. So, you know, we'll see what comes of all this, but Ja has to, who's ever around him, who's ever in his inner circle, he needs to thin that thing out. He needs to thin down his inner circle, because right now they are not doing him any good.
I agree.
Any good at all. So it's one of those things where Ja, yeah, he's 23. He needs to start taking control of his life. And you know, that can be a tough thing for any 23-year-old to do. And it's going to be a real tough thing for a 23-year-old that's worth, you know, tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars already. You know, so,
yeah.
You know, you talked about these people that are going to be the hanger-ons. He needs to get rid of those people. Like, hey, find your own life. I'm here. I'm trying to do something. I'm trying to maintain a positive image. I'm trying to maintain my career. And right now he has to look at his career. That's the most important thing. Besides his family, his career is the most important thing.
Hey, and then speaking of positive and all that stuff, this is anything but positive. However,
right.
It's going to go down today. Okay. No, I'm segueing here. So,
right.
There's been two paths that were together and they're going to clash today and they're going to hit. That's obviously the path of KD and Kyrie. One's in Dallas, yep. That's Kyrie. One's in Phoenix, that's KD. By the way, I thought about this the other day. Actually, my buddy talked about this. I should get in touch with KD, and we could do the KD and AD podcast. KD, if you're listening, or anybody that knows KD and they're listening, KD and AD, we can be doing a podcast here in Phoenix and having all kinds of fun, bro. But that's beside the point. Okay. So now let's get to the real point here. And that's Kyrie going up against KD today. I think when you look at the dynamic of these two squads, I like the dynamic of the Phoenix Suns better than I like the dynamic of the Dallas Mavericks. However, doesn't necessarily mean anything for today or anything come postseason. I'm just kind of curious, like, when these two guys go out there on the court today, we know there's going to be some phony embrace, right? Like, they're going to hug each other and all that nonsense and whatnot, right? Like, whatever.
Right.
Do what you guys want to do. But there has to be some animosity and, like, hostility, right? Like, there has to be.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. I thought you were going to say something else there for a second, Dorf. I think if anybody's going to have the animosity, I would think it would have to be KD, because Kyrie is the guy that convinced him to come to Brooklyn, and then when he gets to Brooklyn, Kyrie pulls all his Kyrie BS. You know, he doesn't want to get vaccinated. He's not showing up for work. He's being Kyrie. And he's being a drama queen. So, you know, to me, if I'm KD, I want to beat the Mavericks by 20 or more and kind of stick it to him and go and just kind of tell him by his play, I'm in a better situation than you are. And right now, the whole Kyrie Luka, you know, dynamic
experiment.
It's not working right now. Like they're 1-5 or 2-6 or something like that. And it still looks like, granted, it's been a few games, but they're still trying to figure this thing out. And who knows, they can probably hopefully figure this out come playoff time. But the early returns, as they would say, are not good.
Yeah. And I think the early return for the Phoenix Suns has actually been really, really good. But again, I think that it's really important for people to understand the dynamic of the NBA these days in general. So, you know, the Bucks were on that 16-game winning streak or whatever it was, right? And like,
right.
You know, they're buzzing through the league and this and that and the other. And I love it and I think it's great and all. But at the same time, I'm just curious, and I don't even know, okay? I really don't know the answer to this, but I'm going to guess it's like a handful. I wonder how many teams they beat on that run that actually have a 500 or better record, okay? Like, that's the truth. So right. Yes, they were beating up on squads, and they were kicking ass and taking names and, you know, looked really good because Cash came back and they went on this run. But you're beating teams that are pretty lousy, okay? It's just the truth. So I think we have to take that into consideration. With that being said, Dallas is in the sixth spot. Phoenix is in the fourth spot. And there's only two games that separate them. Like, this is a huge game. Golden State, I believe they play the Lakers later on today. That'll be a big game in the sense of the Lakers need that game to get themselves in the top 10. Golden State is playing well. They kind of want to keep riding that momentum. Steph may be back, and they may be finding themselves at the right time. Who the hell knows? We'll have to see. I think, like March Madness, the NBA playoffs are going to be a hell of a lot of fun, too. I hear the music. We got to take that final pause for the cause and do what we do at that time, which is called parting shots. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Before we do what we always do, which is called parting shot time, just got to tell you people how you can check us out, get a hold of us. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion on Twitter. For both of us, Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, my friend, parting shot time. You're up.
My parting shot goes out to the Pac-12 conference. They always do their Hall of Honor during the men's basketball tournament. And this year, it is everybody going into the Hall of Honor for the Pac-12 is female for the first time ever. It is the 50th anniversary of Title IX as well. So the Pac-12 wanted to pay homage to that historical thing happening for women and athletics. So I'm looking forward to talking to some Olympians, some softball players, all conference players, you know, next weekend in Vegas, and it, them being all female. It's going to be a great privilege.
Are we going to have Bill Walton, bro? I mean, I know you're going to be like touching elbows and hanging out with Big Bill. Yeah. I've seen the two of you guys hang together. So are we going to get Bill Walton next week, my friend? Yes?
I am hoping that we are. I have put feelers out and contacted the necessary people for that. So we will see.
All right, cool. All right, my parting shot is this, man. It's March, okay, people? Like, it's time. Come on now. It's time. It is the time to start getting into watching the hoops like crazy. And you know what? There's going to be a lot of people calling in work really soon. That's what I'm trying to say. And then this push run for the NBA playoffs, Milwaukee, it's right there for you. Hang on to the number one spot. It means something. I got to get going. For Mike, for Robert, we're going to say peace. We'll catch all you people next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody. Have a great day.
What?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.